If you heard our program yesterday, you heard a lot from Capitol Hill. My colleague, Robert Siegel, was there for the swearing-in of the 110th Congress. So were a lot of other people, and not just politicians. Nancy Pelosi was recognizing family members from Baltimore when she said this.
He's sitting right up there with Tony Bennett.
Well, believe it or not, it was pretty hard to miss Tony Bennett in the Capitol yesterday. Robert Siegel and our congressional reporter, Andrea Seabrook, ran into him on separate occasions.
Hello, Mr. Bennett. I'm Robert Siegel from National Public Radio.
Oh, how wonderful, yeah.
I just want to know how you're enjoying this event so far.
Oh, it's magnificent, you know. This is my favorite building.
The Capitol is,
yeah. It is.
And last night...
I don't understand why they don't keep making buildings like this instead of the... Yeah, you know, the glass...
The modern boxes. Of
yeah, the boxes.
No, they don't build buildings like this anymore. Well, you're attracting a crowd worthy of at least a committee chair.
It's a pleasure, sir.
And a little later, Andrea Seabrook found Bennett holding sketches he'd made inside the House chamber.
This is Nancy and with her daughter and a son. And these are all of the senators and congressmen and... That's what that is.
Sir, I would have expected you to sing a song about them, not sketch them.
Unfortunately, neither Robert nor Andrea could get him to sing a song. We do, however, happen to have a couple of his greatest hits on hand.
A stranger in paradise, if I stand starry-eyed, that's a danger in paradise. For mortals who stand beside and